Going back to question number 37, notice what the Catechism states. What do you understand by the word suffered? And the answer given in the Heidelberg Catechism that all the time he lived on earth, but especially at the end of his life. So notice that Christ suffered, and he suffered in our stead. All the time that he lived on earth, it was his humiliation even coming and being born of a woman, being fully God and fully man. But this is part of his humiliation, part of his suffering, as we call it, as we understand it. But especially at the end of his life. And notice what the Catechism says that Christ did. I think we often forget about the fact that Christ suffered all of his life long, and not simply at the end of his life. It's at the end of his life he paid the penalty for our sins, but he bore our suffering. And he did so all of his life long until it was culminated at the cross where he took our sins upon himself and died for the righteous for the unrighteous, the just for the unjust. But he bore in his body and soul the wrath of God against the sin of the whole human race. A couple things in here. Sin was not infused into Jesus Christ. So it didn't become part of him. It was accounted to him. It was imputed to him. It was reckoned to him. In other words, on the cross, Christ was treated by the Father as if he had sinned all the sins of those that were given to him. Now make no mistake about it, the Bible teaches that there were an elect number of individuals that were given to Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "All that the Father give to me, come to me. And all who come to me, I will in no wise cast out." So there was a number, as the covenant promises, which are as the sand of the seashore and as the stars of the heaven. But it wasn't that Christ came and just generically died for everybody. That's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that Christ laid down his life for his church, for his sheep, for those that were given to him by his Father. It was a direct, specific atonement. It was an actual atonement. Jesus atoned for the sins of his people. That's why we are not condemned. He bore our sins. And when it says here against the whole human race, it doesn't mean every single individual head for head and soul for soul. The only atoning sacrifice is Jesus Christ. And when he laid his life down for the human race, it means of those from every tribe, tongue, and nation of the world. People, we have a tendency when you read the scriptures to read the Bible with Western eyes. In other words, not understanding the Middle Eastern cultures. And we want to impose upon the scriptures our Western mindset of how we do things. Well, what you have to understand is in John, is his epistle, when he says in 1 John 2, that Christ is our propitiation, but not ours only, but the propitiation for the whole world. He's not saying that Christ died for every single individual in the world. John is writing exclusively to the Jews, and he's telling them that Jesus also died to redeem Gentiles. Not specifically, not solely, just Jews, but also Gentiles who would be engrafted into the body of Jesus Christ. He did so that in order by his suffering, as the only atoning sacrifice, you need to get that down into your soul. The only atoning sacrifice. The Catechism here is making salvation exclusive, isn't it? There is no other way. There is no other atonement. There is no other way that your sins can be removed from you, but in the only one that God has given. Not the one that people make up in their own mind. Not the saviors that people want to conjure up. But the only true Savior who was given to us is Jesus Christ, given by the Father. That he might redeem our body and soul from everlasting damnation and attain for us the grace of God, righteousness, and eternal life. Now, notice what Christ has done for us. He has taken what we deserve. Now, right now, in and of yourselves, apart from the grace of God and the work of the Spirit of God in your soul, in and of yourselves, can you truly say that you know that you deserve eternal damnation? Can you truly confess what the Bible says, that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and that the wages of sin is death? Do you understand that about yourself? Christ took that upon himself for you in your place. That's what Christ did. He took what we justly deserve. That's the mercy of God, is not giving us what we truly deserve. We deserve to be cast out for all eternity. But God, by His grace, has given us something. He has given us someone. This is the grace of God. He has given to us Christ. And notice what Jesus has done for us. He has obtained for us the grace of God. He has made us acceptable in the Beloved. We are acceptable to God in Jesus Christ. We are brought into the household of faith. We have been made favorable to God as a result of the work of Jesus Christ on our behalf. He has merited eternal life for us. This is what Christ earned. The grace of God, righteousness, and eternal life. Without Him, we perish. In Him, you have everything that is necessary to your salvation. You bear your sins no more, and you are accounted as righteous in Jesus Christ. That's the imputation. Christ takes our sins and imputes to us this perfection. What He has done becomes ours by imputation. And we all know we haven't. We haven't kept the law. We haven't earned any favor with God. Christ has earned that. But God accounts us now as if we had earned it in Jesus Christ. That's the perfections imputed to us by the grace of God. Why did He suffer? This was God's means. He would suffer under Pontius Pilate that Christ would go to the cross and die for the sins of His people. Notice that in the death of Jesus Christ, even as Pilate and the Jews and the Gentiles and Herod and all those that gathered together against Christ, they meant it for evil, and God meant it for good. He meant it for the salvation of His people, that they would put Him to the cross and He would die for the sins of His people. Is there anything more in His having been crucified and He suffered some other death? Yes. Thereby I am assured that Christ, that He took upon Himself the curse which lay upon me. When you're in doubt, when you're cast down, when you're low, when you're going through the struggles, don't say, "Does God love me?" Go to the Scriptures and look to the cross. God has demonstrated His love for us in giving us that which was the highest expression of love in His Son, Jesus Christ. God has given us the greatest that He could ever give us. He gave us His Son. And when you go and you see Christ on the cross, crying out, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me?" You see the love of God on your behalf. You see it in the crucifixion of Christ. Don't ask God for a sign. He's already given you one in His Word in the cross of Jesus Christ. God loves His people. God loves His church. He demonstrated that. He has given us His Son and has taken our penalty, our punishment, the consequences of our guilt imputed to Him that we might receive the blessings of God. He who knew no sin became sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. Christ took our penalty, and now we are those who have favor with God because of our Lord Jesus Christ.